Germany. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org.
This is the first of two sound files.
Germany, officially the Federal Republic of Germany, in German Bundesrepublik Deutschland, is a country in Central Europe. It is bordered to the north by the North Sea, Denmark and the Baltic Sea, to the east by Poland and the Czech Republic, to the south by Austria and Switzerland, and to the west by France, Luxembourg, Belgium and the Netherlands. The territory of Germany covers 357,021 square kilometres and is influenced by a temperate seasonal climate. With over 82 million inhabitants, it comprises the largest population among the member states of the European Union and is home to the third largest number of international migrants. A region named Germania, inhabited by several Germanic peoples, has been known and documented before 100 AD. Since the 10th century, German territories have formed a central part of the Holy Roman Empire that lasted until 1806. During the period, in the 16th century, the northern German regions became the centre of the Protestant Reformation. As a modern nation-state, the country was first unified amidst the Franco-Prussian War in 1871. After World War II, Germany was divided into two separate states along the lines of Allied occupation in 1949. The two states became reunified again in 1990. West Germany was a founding member of the EC in 1957, which became the European Union in 1993. It is part of the borderless Schengen zone and adopted the common European currency, the euro, in 1999. Germany is a federal parliamentary republic of 16 states, Bundesländer. The capital and largest city is Berlin. Germany is a member of the United Nations, NATO, the G8, the G4 nations, and signed the Kyoto Protocol. It is the world's third largest economy by nominal GDP and the largest exporter of goods in 2007. In absolute terms, Germany allocates the second biggest annual budget of development aid in the world, while its military expenditure ranked sixth. The country has developed a high standard of living and established a comprehensive system of social security. It holds a key position in European affairs and maintains a multitude of close partnerships on a global level. Germany is recognised as a scientific and technological leader in several fields. Section 1. History. See also the main articles entitled History of Germany, Germanic Peoples and Germania, and the list entitled List of Country Name Etymologies. The ethnogenesis of the Germanic tribes is assumed to have occurred during the Nordic Bronze Age, or at the latest, during the pre-Roman Iron Age. From southern Scandinavia and northern Germany, the tribes began expanding south, east and west in the 1st century BC, coming into contact with the Celtic tribes of Gaul, as well as Iranian, Baltic and Slavic tribes in eastern Europe. Little is known about early Germanic history, except through their recorded interactions with the Roman Empire, etymological research, and archaeological finds. Under Augustus, the Roman general Publius Quintilius Verus began to invade Germania, a term used by the Romans running roughly from the Rhine to the Ural Mountains, and it was in this period that the Germanic tribes became familiar with Roman tactics of warfare, while maintaining their tribal identity. In AD 9, three Roman legions led by Verus were defeated by the Cheruscan leader Arminius in the Battle of the Teutoburg Forest. Modern Germany, as far as the Rhine and the Danube, thus remained outside the Roman Empire. By AD 100, the time of Tacitus's Germania, Germanic tribes settled along the Rhine and the Danube, the Limes Germanicus, occupying most of the area of modern Germany. The 3rd century saw the emergence of a number of large West Germanic tribes, Alemanni, Franks, Catti, Saxons, Frisians, Sicambri, and Thuringii. Around 260, the Germanic peoples broke through the Limes and the Danube frontier into Roman-controlled lands. Holy Roman Empire, 962 to 1806. See also the main article entitled Holy Roman Empire. The medieval empire stemmed from a division of the Carolingian Empire in 843, which was founded by Charlemagne on the 25th of December 800, and existed in varying forms until 1806, its territory stretching from the Ida River in the north to the Mediterranean coast in the south. Often referred to as the Holy Roman Empire, or the Old Empire, it was officially called the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation, Sacrum Romanum Imperium Nationis Germanicae, starting in 1448 to adjust the title to its then reduced territory. Under the reign of the Ottonian emperors, 919 to 1024, the duchies of Lorraine, Saxony, Franconia, Swabia, Thuringia, and Bavaria were consolidated, and the German king was crowned Holy Roman Emperor of these regions in 962. Under the reign of the Salian emperors, 1024 to 1125, the Holy Roman Empire absorbed northern Italy and Burgundy, although the emperors lost power through the investiture controversy. Under the Hohenstaufen emperors, 1138 to 1254, the German princes increased their influence further south and east into territories inhabited by Slavs,
Ostsiedlung.
Northern German towns grew prosperous as members of the Hanseatic League. The Edict of the Golden Bull in 1356 provided the basic constitution of the empire that lasted until its dissolution. It codified the election of the emperor by seven prince electors who ruled some of the most powerful principalities and archbishoprics. Beginning in the 15th century, the emperors were elected nearly exclusively from the Habsburg dynasty of Austria. The monk Martin Luther wrote his 95 Theses questioning the Roman Catholic Church in 1517, thereby sparking the Protestant Reformation. A separate Lutheran church was acknowledged as the newly sanctioned religion in many German states after 1530. Religious conflict led to the Thirty Years' War, 1618 to 1648, which devastated German lands. The population of the German states was reduced by about 30%. The Peace of Westphalia, 1648, ended religious warfare among the German states, but the empire was de facto divided into numerous independent principalities. From 1740 onwards, the dualism between the Austrian Habsburg monarchy and the Kingdom of Prussia dominated German history. In 1806, the Imperium was overrun and dissolved as a result of the Napoleonic Wars. See also the articles entitled Medieval Demography and German Eastward Expansion. Restoration and Revolution, 1814 to 1871. See also the main article entitled German Confederation. Following the fall of Napoleon Bonaparte, the Congress of Vienna convened in 1814 and founded the German Confederation, Deutscher Bund, a loose league of 39 sovereign states. Disagreement with restoration politics partly led to the rise of liberal movements demanding unity and freedom. These, however, were followed by new measures of repression on the part of the Austrian statesman Metternich. The Zollverein, a tariff union, profoundly furthered economic unity in the German states. During this era, many Germans had been stirred by the ideals of the French Revolution, and nationalism became a more significant force, especially among young intellectuals. For the first time, the colours of black, red and gold were chosen to represent the movement, which later became the national colours. In light of a series of revolutionary movements in Europe, which successfully established a republic in France, intellectuals and commoners started the revolutions of 1848 in the German states. The monarchs initially yielded to the revolutionaries' liberal demands. King Frederick William IV of Prussia was offered the title of emperor, but with a loss of power. He rejected the crown and the proposed constitution, leading to a temporary setback for the movement. Conflict between King William I of Prussia and the increasingly liberal parliament erupted over military reforms in 1862, and the king appointed Otto von Bismarck the new Prime Minister of Prussia. Bismarck successfully waged war on Denmark in 1864. Prussian victory in the Austro-Prussian War of 1866 enabled him to create the North German Federation, Norddeutscher Bund, and to exclude Austria, formerly the leading German state, from the affairs of the remaining German states. German Empire, 1871 to 1918. See also the main article entitled German Empire. The state known as Germany was unified as a modern nation-state in 1871 when the German Empire was forged, with the Kingdom of Prussia as its largest constituent. After the French defeat in the Franco-Prussian War, the German Empire, Deutsches Kaiserreich, was proclaimed in Versailles on the 18th of January 1871. The Hohenzollern dynasty of Prussia ruled the new empire, whose capital was Berlin. The empire was a unification of all the scattered parts of Germany except Austria, Kleindeutschland, or Lesser Germany. Beginning in 1884, Germany began establishing several colonies outside of Europe. In the Gründerzeit period following the unification of Germany, Emperor William I's foreign policy secured Germany's position as a great nation by forging alliances, isolating France by diplomatic means, and avoiding war. Under William II, however, Germany, like other European powers, took an imperialistic course, leading to friction with neighbouring countries. Most alliances in which Germany had been previously involved were not renewed, and new alliances excluded the country. Specifically, France established new relationships by signing the Entente Cordiale with the United Kingdom and securing ties with the Russian Empire. Aside from its contacts with Austria-Hungary, Germany became increasingly isolated. Germany's imperialism reached outside of its own country and joined many other powers in Europe to claim their share of Africa. The Berlin Conference divided Africa between the European powers. Germany owned several pieces of land on Africa, including German East Africa, Southwest Africa, Togo, and Cameroon. The scramble for Africa caused tension between the great powers that may have contributed to the conditions that led to World War I. The assassination of Austria's Crown Prince on the 28th of June 1914 triggered World War I. Germany, as part of the unsuccessful Central Powers, suffered defeat against the Allied Powers in one of the bloodiest conflicts of all time. The German Revolution broke out in November 1918, and Emperor William II and all German ruling princes abdicated. An armistice, putting an end to the war, was signed on the 11th of November, and Germany was forced to sign the Treaty of Versailles in June 1919. Its negotiation, contrary to traditional post-war diplomacy, excluded the defeated Central Powers. The treaty was perceived in Germany as a humiliating continuation of the war by other means, and its harshness is often cited as having facilitated the later rise of Nazism in the country. Weimar Republic, 1919 to 1933. See also the main article entitled Weimar Republic. After the success of the German Revolution in November 1918, a republic was proclaimed. The Weimar Constitution came into effect, with its signing by President Friedrich Ebert on the 11th of August 1919. The German Communist Party was established by Rosa Luxemburg and Karl Liebknecht in 1918, and the German Workers' Party, later known as the National Socialist German Workers' Party, or Nazi Party, was founded in January 1919. Suffering from the Great Depression, the harsh peace conditions dictated by the Treaty of Versailles, and a long succession of more or less unstable governments, the political masses in Germany increasingly lacked identification with their political system of parliamentary democracy. This was exacerbated by a widespread right-wing, monarchist, völkisch and Nazi, Dolchstoßlegende, a political myth which claimed that Germany lost World War I because of the German Revolution, not because of military defeat. On the other hand, radical left-wing communists, such as the Spartakist League, had wanted to abolish what they perceived as capitalist rule in favour of a Räterepublik. Parliamentary troops were set up by several parties, and there were thousands of politically motivated murders. The paramilitaries intimidated voters and seeded violence and anger among the public, which suffered from high unemployment and poverty. After a series of unsuccessful cabinets, President Paul von Hindenburg, seeing little alternative and pushed by right-wing advisers, appointed Adolf Hitler Chancellor of Germany on the 30th of January 1933. Third Reich, 1933 to 1945. See also the main articles entitled Nazi Germany and World War II. On the 27th of February 1933, The Reichstag was set on fire. Some basic democratic rights were quickly abrogated afterwards under an emergency decree. An enabling act gave Hitler's government full legislative power. Only the Social Democratic Party of Germany voted against it. The communists were not able to present opposition, as their deputies had already been murdered or imprisoned. A centralised totalitarian state was established by a series of moves and decrees, making Germany a single-party state. Industry was closely regulated with quotas and requirements to shift the economy towards a war production base. In 1936, German troops entered the demilitarised Rhineland, and British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain's appeasement policies proved inadequate. Emboldened, Hitler followed from 1938 onwards a policy of expansionism to establish Greater Germany. To avoid a two-front war, Hitler concluded the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact with the Soviet Union, a pact which he later broke. In 1939, the growing tensions from nationalism, militarism, and territorial issues led to the Germans launching a blitzkrieg on the 1st of September against Poland, followed 2 days later by declarations of war by Britain and France, marking the beginning of World War II. Germany quickly gained direct or indirect control of the majority of Europe. On the 22nd of June 1941, Hitler broke the pact with the Soviet Union by opening the Eastern Front and invading the Soviet Union. Shortly after Japan attacked the American base at Pearl Harbor, Germany declared war on the United States. Although initially the German army rapidly advanced into the Soviet Union, the Battle of Stalingrad marked a major turning point in the war. Subsequently, the German army commenced retreating on the Eastern Front. D-Day marked a major turning point on the Western Front, as Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy and made rapid advances into German territory. Germany's defeat soon followed. On the 8th of May 1945, the German armed forces surrendered after the Red Army occupied Berlin. In what later became known as the Holocaust, the Third Reich regime enacted governmental policies directly subjugating many parts of society: Jews, communists, Roma, homosexuals, Freemasons, political dissidents, priests, preachers, religious opponents, and the disabled, amongst others. During the Nazi era, about 11 million people were murdered in the Holocaust, including 6 million Jews and 3 million Poles. World War II and the Nazi genocide were responsible for about 35 million dead in Europe. Division and Reunification, 1945 to 1990. See also the main article entitled History of Germany since 1945. The war resulted in the death of nearly 10 million German soldiers and civilians, large territorial losses, the expulsion of about 15 million Germans from its former eastern territories and other countries, and the destruction of multiple major cities. The National Territory and Berlin were partitioned by the Allies into four military occupation zones. The sectors controlled by France, the United Kingdom, and the United States were merged on the 23rd of May 1949 to form the Federal Republic of Germany. On the 7th of October 1949, the Soviet zone established the German Democratic Republic. They were informally known as West Germany and East Germany, and the two parts of Berlin as West Berlin and East Berlin. The eastern and western countries opted for East Berlin and Bonn as their respective capitals. However, West Germany declared the status of its capital, Bonn, as provisional in order to emphasise its stance that the two-state solution was an artificial status quo that was to be overcome one day. West Germany, established as a liberal parliamentary republic with a social market economy, was allied with the United States, the UK and France. The country eventually came to enjoy prolonged economic growth beginning in the early 1950s, Wirtschaftswunder. West Germany joined NATO in 1955 and was a founding member of the European Economic Community in 1958. Across the border, East Germany was at first occupied by, and later, May 1955, allied with, the USSR. An authoritarian country with a Soviet-style command economy, many of its citizens looked to the West for political freedoms and economic prosperity. The Berlin Wall, built in 1961 to stop East Germans from escaping to West Germany, became a symbol of the Cold War. However, tensions between East and West Germany were somewhat reduced in the early 1970s by Chancellor Willy Brandt's Ostpolitik, which included the de facto acceptance of Germany's territorial losses in World War II. In the face of a growing migration of East Germans to West Germany via Hungary and mass demonstrations during the summer of 1989, East German authorities unexpectedly eased the border restrictions in November, allowing East German citizens to travel to the West. Originally intended as a pressure valve to retain East Germany as a state, the opening of the border actually led to an acceleration of the reform process in East Germany, which finally concluded with the 2+4 treaty a year later on the 12th of September 1990 and German reunification on the 3rd of October 1990. Under the terms of the treaty, the four occupying powers renounced their rights under the instrument of surrender, and Germany regained full sovereignty. Based on the Bonn-Berlin Act, adopted by the Parliament on the 10th of March 1994, the capital of the unified state was chosen to be Berlin, while Bonn obtained the unique status of a Bundesstaat, federal city, retaining some federal ministries. The move of the government was completed in 1999. Since reunification, Germany has taken a leading role in the European Union and NATO. Germany sent a peacekeeping force to secure stability in the Balkans and sent a force of German troops to Afghanistan as part of a NATO effort to provide security in that country after the ousting of the Taliban. These deployments were controversial since after the war, Germany was bound by law to only deploy troops for defence roles. Deployments to foreign territories were understood not to be covered by the defence provision. However, the parliamentary vote on the issue effectively legalised the participation in a peacekeeping context. Section 2. Geography. See also the main article entitled Geography of Germany. The territory of Germany covers 357,021 square kilometres, 137,847 square miles, consisting of 349,223 square kilometres, 134,836 square miles of land, and 7,798 square kilometres, 3,011 square miles of water. It is the seventh largest country by area in Europe, and the 63rd largest in the world. Elevation ranges from the mountains of the Alps, highest point, the Zugspitze, at 2,962 metres, 9,718 feet, in the south, to the shores of the North Sea, Nordsee, in the northwest, and the Baltic Sea, Ostsee, in the northeast. Between lie the forested uplands of central Germany and the low-lying lands of northern Germany, lowest point, Wilstermarsch, at 3.54 metres, 11.6 feet below sea level, traversed by some of Europe's major rivers such as the Rhine, Danube and Elbe. Because of its central location, Germany shares borders with more European countries than any other country on the continent. Its neighbours are Denmark in the north, Poland and the Czech Republic in the east, Austria and Switzerland in the south, France and Luxembourg in the southwest, and Belgium and the Netherlands in the northwest. Climate. Most of Germany has a temperate seasonal climate in which humid westerly winds predominate. The climate is moderated by the North Atlantic Drift, which is the northern extension of the Gulf Stream. This warmer water affects the areas bordering the North Sea, including the peninsula of Jutland and the area along the Rhine, which flows into the North Sea. Consequently, in the northwest and the north, the climate is oceanic. Rainfall occurs year-round, with a maximum during summer. Winters there are mild, and summers tend to be cool, though temperatures can exceed 30 degrees Celsius, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, for prolonged periods. In the east, the climate is more continental. Winters can be very cold, summers can be very warm, and long dry periods are often recorded. Central and southern Germany are transition regions which vary from moderately oceanic to continental. Again, the maximum temperature can exceed 30 degrees Celsius, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, in summer. Environment. Phytogeographically, Germany is shared between the Atlantic European and Central European provinces of the Circumboreal region within the Boreal Kingdom. The territory of Germany can be subdivided into four ecoregions: the Atlantic mixed forests, Baltic mixed forests, Central European mixed forests, and Western European broadleaf forests. Germany is known for its environmental consciousness. Germans generally consider anthropogenic causes to be a major factor in global warming, and are almost unanimous in thinking that action is necessary, but are more divided than people in other countries on the urgency of such action. Germany is committed to the Kyoto Protocol and several other treaties promoting biodiversity, low emission standards, recycling, the use of renewable energy, and supporting sustainable development on a global level. Nevertheless, the country's carbon dioxide emissions per capita is among the highest in the EU, but remains significantly lower compared to Australia, Canada, Saudi Arabia, or the United States. Emissions from coal-burning utilities and industries contribute to air pollution. Acid rain, resulting from sulphur dioxide emissions, is damaging forests. Pollution in the Baltic Sea from raw sewage and industrial effluents from rivers in former eastern Germany have been reduced. The government, under Chancellor Schröder, announced intent to end the use of nuclear power for producing electricity. Germany is working to meet EU commitments to identify nature preservation areas in line with the EU's Flora, Fauna and Habitat Directive. Germany's last glaciers in alpine regions are experiencing deglaciation. Natural hazards are river flooding in spring and stormy winds occurring in all regions. Section 3. Government. See also the main article entitled Politics of Germany. Germany is a federal, parliamentary, representative democratic republic. The German political system operates under a framework laid out in the 1949 constitutional document known as the Grundgesetz, Basic Law. By calling the document Grundgesetz rather than Verfassung, Constitution, the authors expressed the intention that it would be replaced by a proper constitution once Germany was reunited as one state. Amendments to the Grundgesetz generally require a two-thirds majority of both chambers of the parliament. The articles guaranteeing fundamental rights, the separation of powers, the federal structure, and the right to resist attempts to overthrow the constitution are valid in perpetuity and cannot be amended. Despite the initial intention, the Grundgesetz remained in effect after the German reunification in 1990, with only minor amendments. The Bundeskanzler, Federal Chancellor, currently Angela Merkel, is the head of government and exercises executive power, similar to the role of a Prime Minister in other parliamentary democracies. Federal legislative power is vested in the Parliament, consisting of the Bundestag, Federal Diet, and Bundesrat, Federal Council, which together form a unique type of legislative body. The Bundestag is elected through direct elections, yet abiding proportional representation. The members of the Bundesrat represent the governments of the 16 federal states and are members of the state cabinets. The respective state governments have the right to appoint and remove their envoys at any time. The Bundespräsident, President, currently Horst Köhler, is the head of state, invested primarily with representative responsibilities and powers. He is elected by the Bundesversammlung, Federal Convention, an institution consisting of the members of the Bundestag and an equal number of state delegates. The second highest official in the German order of precedence is the Bundestagspräsident, President of the Bundestag, who is elected by the Bundestag and responsible for overseeing the daily sessions of the body. The third highest official and the head of government is the Chancellor, who is nominated by the Bundespräsident after being elected by the Bundestag. The Chancellor can be removed by a constructive motion of no confidence by the Bundestag, where constructive implies that the Bundestag simultaneously elects a successor. Since 1949, the party system has been dominated by the Christian Democratic Union and the Social Democratic Party of Germany, although smaller parties, such as the Liberal Free Democratic Party, which has had members in the Bundestag since 1949, and the Alliance 90, the Greens, which has controlled seats in Parliament since 1983, have also played important roles. States. See also the main article entitled States of Germany and List of Administrative Divisions of Germany. Germany comprises 16 states, Länder or Bundesländer, which are further subdivided into 439 districts, Kreise, and cities, Kreisfreie Städte, as of 2004. State: Baden-Württemberg. Capital: Stuttgart. Area: 35,752 square kilometres. Population: 10,717,000. State: Bavaria. German name: Bayern. Capital: Munich. German name: München. Area: 70,549 square kilometres. Population: 12,444,000. State: Berlin. Capital: Berlin. Area: 892 square kilometres. Population: 3,400,000. State: Brandenburg. Capital: Potsdam. Area: 29,477 square kilometres. Population: 2,568,000. State: Bremen. Capital: Bremen. Area: 404 square kilometres. Population: 663,000. State: Hamburg. Capital: Hamburg. Area: 755 square kilometres. Population: 1,735,000. State: Hesse. German name: Hessen. Capital: Wiesbaden. Area: 21,115 square kilometres. Population: 6,098,000. State: Mecklenburg-Vorpommern. Capital: Schwerin. Area: 23,174 square kilometres. Population: 1,720,000. State: Lower Saxony. German name: Niedersachsen. Capital: Hanover. Area: 47,618 square kilometres. Population: 8,001,000. State: North Rhine-Westphalia. German name: Nordrhein-Westfalen. Capital: Düsseldorf. Area: 34,043 square kilometres. Population: 18,075,000. State: Rhineland-Palatinate. German name: Rhineland-Pfalz. Capital: Mainz. Area: 19,847 square kilometres. Population: 4,061,000. State: Saarland. Capital: Saarbrücken. Area: 2,569 square kilometres. Population: 1,056,000. State: Saxony. German name: Sachsen. Capital: Dresden. Area: 18,416 square kilometres. Population: 4,296,000. State: Saxony-Anhalt. German name: Sachsen-Anhalt. Capital: Magdeburg. Area: 20,445 square kilometres. Population: 2,494,000. State: Schleswig-Holstein. Capital: Kiel. Area: 15,763 square kilometres. Population: 2,829,000. State: Thuringia. German name: Thüringen. Capital: Erfurt. Area: 16,172 square kilometres. Population: 2,355,000. Section 4: Foreign Relations. See also the main article entitled Foreign Relations of Germany. Germany has played a leading role in the European Union since its inception and has maintained a strong alliance with France since the end of World War II. The alliance was especially close in the late 1980s and early 1990s under the leadership of Christian Democrat Helmut Kohl and Socialist François Mitterrand. Germany is at the forefront of European states seeking to advance the creation of a more unified and capable European political, defence and security apparatus. Since its establishment on the 23rd of May 1949, the Federal Republic of Germany kept a notably low profile in international relations because of both its recent history and its occupation by foreign powers. During the Cold War, Germany's partition by the Iron Curtain made it a symbol of East-West tensions and a political battleground in Europe. However, Willy Brandt's Ostpolitik was a key factor in the détente of the 1970s. In 1999, Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's government defined a new basis for German foreign policy by taking a full part in the decisions surrounding the NATO war against Yugoslavia and by sending German troops into combat for the first time since World War II. Germany and the United States are close allies. The 1948 Marshall Plan, US support during the rebuilding process after World War II, see the articles entitled JCS 1067 and Industrial Plans for Germany, as well as fraternisation and food support and strong cultural ties, have crafted a strong bond between the two countries, although Schröder's very vocal opposition to the Iraq War suggested the end of Atlanticism and a relative cooling of German-American relations. The two countries are also economically interdependent. 8.8% of German exports are US-bound, and 6.6% of German imports originate from the US. The other way around, 8.8% of US exports ship to Germany, and 9.8% of US imports come from Germany. Other signs of the close ties include the continuing position of German Americans as the largest ethnic group in the US, and the status of Ramstein Air Base near Kaiserslautern as the largest US military community outside the US. Development aid. The development policy of the Federal Republic of Germany is an independent area of German foreign policy. It is formulated by the Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development, the BMZ, and carried out by the implementing organisations. The German government sees development policy as a joint responsibility of the international community. Germany's official development aid and humanitarian aid for 2007 amounted to 8.96 billion euros, $12.26 billion, an increase of 5.9% from 2006. It has become the world's second biggest aid donor after the United States. Germany spent 0.37% of its gross domestic product, GDP, on development, which is below the government's target of increasing aid to 0.51% of GDP by 2010. The international target of 0.7% of GNP would not have been reached either. Military. See also the main article entitled Bundeswehr. Germany's military, the Bundeswehr, is a defence force with Heer, Army, Marine, Navy, Luftwaffe, Air Force, Zentrale Sanitätsdienst, Central Medical Services, and Streitkräftebasis, Joint Support Service, branches. Military service is compulsory for men at the age of 18, and conscripts serve 9-month tours of duty. Conscientious objectors may instead opt for an equal length of Zivildienst, roughly translated as civilian service, or a 6-year commitment to voluntary emergency services like a fire department, the Red Cross, or the THW, the Technisches Hilfswerk. In 2003, military spending constituted 1.5% of the country's GDP. In peacetime, the Bundeswehr is commanded by the Minister of Defence, currently Franz Josef Jung. If Germany went to war, which, according to the Constitution, is allowed only for defensive purposes, the Chancellor would become Commander-in-Chief of the Bundeswehr. As of October 2006, the German military had almost 9,000 troops stationed in foreign countries as part of various international peacekeeping forces, including 1,180 troops stationed in Bosnia-Herzegovina, 2,844 Bundeswehr soldiers in Kosovo, 750 soldiers stationed as part of EU4 in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and 2,800 German troops in the NATO-led ISAF force in Afghanistan. As of February 2007, Germany had about 3,000 ISAF troops in Afghanistan, the third largest contingent after the United States, 14,000, and the United Kingdom, 5,200. Section 5. Law. See also the main article entitled Judiciary of Germany. The judiciary of Germany is independent of the executive and the legislative branches. Germany has a civil or statute law system that is based on Roman law with some references to Germanic law. The Bundesverfassungsgericht, Federal Constitution Court, located in Karlsruhe, is the German Supreme Court responsible for constitutional matters with power of judicial review. It acts as the highest legal authority and ensures that legislative and judicial practice conforms to the basic law for the Federal Republic of Germany, known as the Basic Law. It acts independently of the other state bodies, but cannot act on its own behalf. Germany's Supreme Court system, called Oberste Gerichtshöfe des Bundes, is specialised. For civil and criminal cases, the highest court of appeal is the Federal Court of Justice, located in Karlsruhe and Leipzig. The courtroom style is inquisitorial. Other federal courts are the Federal Labour Court in Erfurt, the Federal Social Court in Kassel, the Federal Finance Court in Munich, and the Federal Administrative Court in Leipzig. Criminal law and private law are codified on the national level in the Strafgesetzbuch and the Bürgerliches Gesetzbuch, respectively. The German penal system is aimed towards rehabilitation of the criminal. Its secondary goal is the protection of the general public. To achieve the latter, a convicted criminal can be put in preventive detention, Sicherheitsverwahrung, in addition to the regular sentence, if he is considered to be a threat to the general public. The Völkerstrafgesetzbuch regulates the consequences of crimes against humanity, genocide, and war crimes. It gives German courts universal jurisdiction if prosecution by a court of the country where the crime was committed, or by an international court, is not possible. State level. See also the main article entitled Law Enforcement in Germany. Legislative power is divided between the federation and the state level. The basic law presumes that all legislative power remains at the state level unless otherwise designated by the basic law itself. In some areas, federal and state level have concurrent legislative power. In such cases, the federate level has power to legislation, quote, if and to the extent that the establishment of equal living conditions throughout the federal territory or the maintenance of legal or economic unity renders federal regulation necessary in the national interest, end quote. Article 72 of the Basic Law. Any federal law overrides state law if the legislative power lies at the federal level. A famous example is the Hessian permission of the death penalty that goes against the ban on capital punishment by the Basic Law, rendering the Hessian provision invalid. The Bundesrat is the federal organ through which the states participate in national legislation. State participation in federal legislation is necessary if the law falls within the area of concurrent legislative power, requires states to administer federal regulations, or if designated so by the Basic Law. Every state, with the exception of Schleswig-Holstein, whose constitutional jurisdiction is exercised by the Bundesverfassungsgericht in procuration, has its own constitutional courts. The Amtsgerichte, Landgerichte, and Oberlandesgerichte are state courts of general jurisdiction. They are competent whether the action is based on federal or state law. Many of the fundamental matters in administrative law remain in the jurisdiction of the states, though most states base their own laws in that area on the 1976 Verwaltungsverfahrensgesetz, Administrative Proceedings Act, in important points of administrative law. The Oberverwaltungsgerichte are the highest levels in administrative jurisdiction concerning the state administrations, unless the question of law concerns federal law or state law identical to federal law. In such cases, final appeal to the Federal Administrative Court is possible. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/4/4/2021. fdl.html.